Welcome to Unpaved.
Welcome to Unpaved.
Oh, you sounded way less excitable than I was expecting. What was that
Welcome
about?
Welcome to Unpaved. Just a boring intro.
All right, sorry. What made you want to make this podcast?
I think one of the biggest barriers to entry for people wanting to go off-road is just knowing where to go. So I thought there's all these fascinating people we can speak to. I'm an absolute map geek and I love plotting routes and exploring. Why don't we marry the two and produce something that hopefully people will find interesting to listen to, but also try and show people where they can ride and then hopefully just making it more accessible to people.
And the accessibility thing's been something that we've talked about quite a lot, because the first few episodes are designed to be four episodes that are going to hopefully give you an overview of the sorts of things that you need to know. But also, and we'd be really interested to kind of hear back from people, I think, have plenty of kind of nuggets and interesting anecdotes and stories in there that even if you do ride off-road, then they're still entertaining.
I remember very, like, specifically, like, being 120 k's away, I think, from the end, and knowing, like, it was probably, like, 10 hours or something, and just had absolutely no idea how I was going to get there, you know? Like, just absolutely no idea. Like, it's so impossible.
There's been quite a lot of pictures of us riding around holding microphones. Some people might be wondering what has been going on.
I guess we wanted to sort of go out and ride and talk to people out on the trail. I think from previous experience, sometimes you end up just having like proper meaningful conversations with people that you've maybe only just met after usually quite a hard bike ride. So I think it's a really good way to chat, and especially when you're off-road, you don't have to worry about traffic or anything. So we either spoke to people sort of one-on-one, or the first episode when we went down to Wood Cyclery, there were I think 54 of us.
Like when I came out of the shop, I was like, oh my god, there's so many more people.
So many people.
So that made for fun. I like lost you in the first 5 minutes.
Thanks for waiting.
Oh, I thought we'd lost you.
I thought we'd lost you for a minute.
I think the ambience of the sort of gravel crunching or splashing through icy puddles just brings it to life.
That's it. For me, I think initially it was thinking about how on the bike you have conversations with people, and sometimes things just sort of bubble up and you find yourself speaking your thoughts in a way that you might not normally. And I think I wanted to sort of try and bring that out a little bit. So it's been quite fun trying to do it. It's under development, I would say. Tune in for episode 50 when it sounds really good.
Really polished, yeah. And of course, we started in January in the depths of winter with like a really frosty morning and ice. We had snow in the Peak District. I honestly thought we were going to have sort of -2 and horizontal rain, but thank God that day actually turned out to be really beautiful, even though it was really cold.
Trying to get the whiskey jackets on.
Yeah, I know. Desperately.
Quick!
Kick in!
There are some really fascinating people that we wanted to chat to help us answer some questions. They're talking about where has this come from, this sort of booming off-road fascination? Where did it start? Is it actually something new? And then how we do it, why we do it, why is it really taking not just the British cycling industry by storm, but all over the world? And then from there, what's sort of happening when that kind of cycling goes to the extremes, and looking at how that's done in the UK. And finally, how the industry is actually reacting to this sort of increased demand for off-road riding. So this is our first series of four answering some of those questions, and we've got some really awesome people like the Racing Collective, Lachlan Morton from EF Education First, the Bicycle Academy and Panier CC, amongst loads of others, to help us do that and not only give you something really interesting to listen to, but to help you just get out there and do it for yourselves as well. So we've enlisted the help of our guests to make some really cool routes all over the UK. You can pick them up off of our Unpaved podcast Commute account. And if you haven't used Commute before and would like to give it a go, then as our podcast sponsor, they've given you the chance to have a free region bundle as a new user. So we've put the instructions for that in the show notes. It's super easy. All you have to do is go to commute.com/G and enter the code UNPAVED, all in capitals, to get set up. So that's all to come over the next few weeks. But first, make sure you subscribe and share this with your friends. And then keep your eyes peeled on Wednesday, the 19th of February for episode 1, starting down in the New Forest with Brother Cycles and the Woods Cyclery.